bad economy, the perception that maybe he's been weak leader in places. But he said, essentially, I've got a lot of ideas now. We're going to get it moving because the economy is moving. We are a strong country. Now, if the Republicans obstruct these ideas, of course, you have to blame them. And frankly, folks, the Republicans are not going to cooperate even on Capitol Hill one bit.
Did the president fire up his own party?
I think to some extent. I mean, hey, he's their guy. They've got to go with him. He delivered a speech, which was fine as a speech. But the problem the Republicans are going to be able to say is he hasn't delivered. Mitch Daniels said that afterward. He said, in a sense, Mitch Daniels, I thought, did an effective job for the Republicans by not huffing and puffing and frothing at the mouth, complimenting him on some things and then saying, but he promised all this and he hasn't delivered. And that's his problem. And for him to say, well, it's not my fault, that could be true. But it doesn't matter.
Well, did the president miss an opportunity to go for the bipartisanism, to maybe support one Republican idea along the way?
No, I think from experience, he thinks, oh, it was a fighting speech. He just laid it to them. I want you to pass this bill. I will not stand by. I will not accept. I mean, he didn't hold out any olive branch, although a few words about it. We should cooperate. He said, but he doesn't think they're going to, and he's right.